Chapter 300, Prohibition of Leaving the Fire Burning. 1652. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Do not keep the fire burning in your homes when you go to bed. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 1653. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu said, A house in Al-Madinah was burnt with its occupants inside it one night. When this was reported to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, he said, Fire is your enemy, so put it out before going to bed. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 1654. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Cover up the kitchen containers, i.e. pots, pans, etc. Tie up the mouth of the water skin. Lock up the doors and extinguish the lamps, because Satan can neither untie the water skin, nor open the door, nor uncover the containers. If one can cover the cooking pot, even by placing a piece of wood across it, and pronounce the name of Allah on it, let him do it. A mouse can sometimes cause a house to burn, along with its dwellers. Muslim. Commentary. 1. The ahadith mentioned above stress the fact that one must put out the fire before going to bed, no matter whether this fire is in the form of a lamp, a fireplace, or a heater. Experience shows that leaving the fire alive sometimes proves very dangerous. Leaving the utensils, water skins, pitchers, etc. uncovered must also be avoided to prevent them from dirt and insects which can cause harm. Similarly, doors and windows should also be kept closed while one is sleeping in order to guard the house against thieves and robbers. 2. One must recite the name of Allah, that is to say, Bismillah, before using and keeping things.